Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 2.25 cents, 4.31 1/4. March wheat down 1 1/3 cents at 5.95, and March beans up 9.5 cents at 11.93. The beans led the way up last night. The meal was strong, up 5.70, but the bean oil was down 60 ticks, with crude oil being down about 40 cents a barrel right now. I'm not sure why the meal had the strength out here. Don't see anything particularly friendly, but some end users may have come in and bought the beans out here, or at least the meal. Safras and Mercado came out with their Brazilian soybean estimate at 149.1 million metric tons. That puts most of the Brazilian estimates for their bean crop under 150, with the USDA still at a pretty healthy 156. I don't think the USDA is right, but they are saying that these crop losses in Brazil and the soybeans are going to lead to more corn acres for their second crop and earlier plantings for their second crop and more acres. So that could be a little bit bearish for corn moving on out here. We had heavy rains in Argentina, good rains in Brazil. Brazil looks to dry out a little bit this week. We don't see any real problems there as far as the weather goes. There really aren't too many weather concerns around the world for the grain markets. The only one that's really been a problem is South African corn. Has been pretty dry, but that's about the only one. The outside markets are relatively quiet. The dollar's up 8 ticks. Metals are mixed. I don't really have a whole lot of fresh news out here. We'll have Ag Forum at the end of the week, Thursday and Friday. They should show big bean estimates moving and corn estimates moving forward. I can't imagine they're not going to plug in trendline yield and big acres to come up with some pretty big production numbers and pretty big carryouts out here. So I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. I'm not really sure why the beans and the meal rallied overnight, but it was enough to help the corn stay positive here. We'll see what the funds want to do. Now, the funds are short, by my estimation, 307,000 contracts of corn. They're short 68 wheat, 132 beans, short 23 meal and 34 oil. Less short the oil and meal. They've come off of those positions here. The beans are still a problem. I think the corn is still a problem out here, and maybe that's why they were a little strong. But I'm just not sure why the funds would want to cover before the Ag Forum if they've held on this long. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedge.